on? I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every day. That's what we do here. Glad you're part of it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a published report claims Michigan ready to look at a deeper dive into Mark Zuckerberg's financial meddling in the 2020 election. What will it mean? We'll take a look. Number two, could there be a group of bombers targeting Michigan wireless companies? Strange story, but it's beginning to look that way. I'll explain in just a minute. And number one, President Biden's job approval numbers are in worse shape here in Michigan than in a number of other states, and the downward spiral dragging Governor Whitmer down as well, it appears. Let me share some numbers with you. The first article here from Breitbart. Talks about James Craig. It's a story fed by John Yab. He owns a firm called Strategic National, and he's also an advisor to James Craig's campaign. And so the polling was done, and here's how it comes out. According to John Yab, Chief Craig has built a massive lead in primary polling as we head into the critical Mackinac Island straw poll this coming weekend. His name recognition, not great yet, but here's some interesting information. The general election survey, 600 likely voters. It was done September 18th and 19th. And it found in a head-to-head matchup between James Craig and Gretchen Whitmer, Whitmer would be ahead by 0.6 of a point, 46.6% to 46% even, 7.4% undecided, meaning that race would be a toss-up. The survey also found that Whitmer has a slight lead just outside the margin of error over fellow Republican Tudor Dixon, the former conservative media personality, somebody I know well. You probably know that if you've listened to the program. She's also running in the primary. In that hypothetical matchup, Whitmer gets 45.9%. Dixon gets 41.3%, just outside the margin of error, but certainly within striking distance, because 12.8% in that question say they are undecided. So that means James Craig has not wrapped this thing up by any stretch. The Strategic National polling from John Yab, again, he's a political operative. He's run numerous campaigns here and around the country. Michigan native, though. It's similar to some polling I'm going to share with you from the Detroit News here in a second. Primary polling, they say, even better for James Craig, who pulls 39.7% of those in the Republican primary. Garrett Soldano, Kalamazoo chiropractor, comes in at 9.9%. And that survey puts Tudor Dixon back at 1.3%, but 49% of the survey respondents undecided. So you make of that, you know, whatever you make of that. It's wide open, I guess is what I'm saying. Wide open. We'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, let's go to that Detroit News survey. Michigan voters narrowly approve of the job that Gretchen Whitmer is doing, they tell us. 47.9% approve, 46.3% don't approve. 600 registered voters, not likely voters. Registered voters, never as good of a comparison as likely voters. It comes from the Glenn Gariff Group, done on behalf of the Detroit Regional before their get-together on Mackinac Island. Again, that's this coming weekend. Independent voters, though, don't approve of her performance at all. 39% approve, 51% disapprove of Gretchen Whitmer. And that's a major slide. And worse news for the Democrats and for the governor is this. In the same poll, Joe Biden had just 39% approval from Michigan voters. 39%. 53% disapproval. He's underwater 14 points. And the biggest group that left, those that lean Democrat, dropping 32 points between May and September. But Joe Biden being upside down 14 points in Michigan will be a drag on any and all Democrats in the state. No question about it. Any and all Democrats in the state will find themselves in a tough spot. You know, by the way, back in May, 50% of voters approved of her performance. Yeah. Well, that continues to slide. Here's that strange story I was telling you about that I saw, and I find this just crazy. A pair of bombs discovered and defused safely last week outside two Michigan cell phone retailers, possibly linked to letters found in the Upper Peninsula. This is from M Live. They shared this, and I thought it would share it with you. According to the Associated Press, the bombs were found outside of a Verizon store in Sheboygan and an AT&T store in Sault Ste. Marie. Happened on September 16th. Police were called about 9 in the morning that day after an employee at the store in Sheboygan reported a suspicious package near the door. After opening the package, police found a bomb. It was defused, they say. The bomb in Sault Ste. Marie also defused. No injuries reported. Found in U.S. Postal Service boxes, the bombs had the letters CMT, containing threatening notes addressed to the cell phone companies, according to the Associated Press. CMT is the Coalition for Moral Telecommunications, apparently. But bombs left on doorsteps of employees for employees to find? Come on. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. At any rate, little lighter news. The Lions have gotten themselves into midseason form, getting smacked by the Packers in Monday Night Football, which is a big disappointment. What'd they lose? 31-17, something like that. Is that what it was? It doesn't matter. Because here's the story that I was going to share with you. A guy placed a bet on the Lions, 35-17, sorry. The Detroit Lions, he could have won $736,959 on a $25, 16-team NFL parlay. They just had to beat the Packers. It was the final leg of a 16-team parlay on a money line deal. The Lions have lost four straight to the Packers. Make that five. Yeah, they're 11 or 12-point underdogs. They did not cover the spread. You know, they did not keep themselves close. But the better picked Washington, Chicago, Cleveland, L.A., Buffalo, New England, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Carolina, Denver, Arizona, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Tennessee, and Baltimore in week two. And then all he needed was Detroit to win it. And, well, that dream of $737,000 goes up in smoke because the Lions, like I say, are at midseason form. My gosh, this looks like one of the, one of the classic Lions teams off to an 0-2 start. Could certainly be 0-10 just to get things rolling. Get out of the playoffs so you don't have to worry about any of that nonsense. Get out of the playoffs early so you can make plans for the winter, right? Just get out early. By the way, the best thing I ever put in my house as far as a home improvement, reverse osmosis water. It's the RO system from Wolverine Water, the best thing I've ever done. 100%. 100%. Wolverine Water is a Michigan-owned company for 75 years now. My good friend Paul Mahaney owns the place. And that reverse osmosis drinking water system, we use it for coffee, for juice, just for drinking water. Makes the best ice, no question. You want an RO system from Wolverine, WolverineWaterSystems.com. Give Paul a call, tell him I sent you over, WolverineWaterSystems.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.